Welcome back. We will now look at the nomination of the deposit accounts that you have opened with the bank or are using for your business or for your individual needs. So what is a nomination facility? Banking laws and various amendments to it, 1983 started the facility of nomination. You make a payment to nominee in case of a deceased depositor, or you return the articles left by the deceased depositor to the nominee, which has been appointed by the depositor himself, release the content of safe deposit locker to the nominee, and it's a facility intended for individuals including sole proprietor. So either an individual or sole proprietor can take the nomination facility. Nomination can only be made in favor of individuals. There cannot be more than one individual. Single depositors, in the event of death, nominate the person who should be paid the balance lying in the credit of his account. All joint depositors has to nominate a single nominee for it to make it effective. Nomination confirms the right of the nominee. So by signing a nomination form, you confirm the right of the nominee. If the nominee is minor, so you can make a nominee a minor also, then the depositor needs to appoint a person or a guardian to that nominee during the minority of the nominee. So as long as the nominee is minor, then who else should act on behalf of the minor? And most importantly, nomination can be cancelled at any time. One only condition is nomination or cancellation shall not cease to be in force merely by reason of renewal. So if you renew the same, let's say a term deposit, then the nomination is also renewed. But before renewal, if you had cancelled the nomination, then the new fixed deposit will also do not have that nomination. On making the payment, bank is fully discharged from its liability regarding the deposit. So if the bank gives the money or the balance to the nominee, then they are fully discharged from their responsibility regarding the deposit. It should be noted that the nominee does not give you the right of the balance. It only transfers the balance to your account. The will actually gives you the right if the will is in your favor. If the will is in someone else's favor, then the nominee has to transfer the money to that someone else. But the bank is discharged from the responsibility. So from a banking perspective, the nominee gets everything to take care going ahead. The bank must register in its book the nomination or cancellation or any variation that is there in case of nomination. A nomination facility is available for saving bank, deposit account, open for the credit of pension as well. In case of joint deposit account, the nominee right arises only after the death of all depositors. So not one, but if all depositors die, then only nomination thing kicks in. Bank should acknowledge in writing depositors filing of nomination, so they should acknowledge in writing. Bank should follow practice of recording the nomination on passbook FDs regarding the nomination facility. So how does it work in operational on day-to-day operation? So nomination facilities is made available for all type of deposits. It's a facility available on saving account, open for credit of pension also you can set up a nomination. The bank should typically insist for nomination because it helps the bank to discharge its liability in case of decease of the customer. If the customer refuses to nominate someone, then the reason of it has to be duly taken by the bank from the customer so that it has in its record that it has tried its best to get the nomination, but the customer himself has refused it. Signature of a depositor need not be attested by any witness while giving the nomination. So with that, we also come to the end of one of the important facilities from a bank's perspective and an individual perspective, to appoint a nominee for all the deposit accounts which he or she operates with the bank. Thank you.